Hello, folks, and welcome beer.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Coming through loud and clear. Can you say the same for me?
Yep, sounds good to me.
Good to hear. I'm going to let folks trickle in for the first few minutes as usual, now that the notification is going out. Hello, Yuffie. Welcome everyone else to the moderation office hours. We do have some news and updates coming down the line for you today, but as I said before, I'm going to wait a couple minutes, let folks stabilize in terms of getting those notifications and jumping into the channel before we start with that. Otherwise, I hope everyone's been having a fantastic weekend and week prior. It's certainly become quite warm around here. Is anyone else in the broadly northeastern chunk of North America? I imagine you might have engaged in the same exciting fourth or third winter for at least a couple days, where we got a whole bunch of snow and then things abruptly became spring again. Hope everyone got through that in one piece. Beer, have you been well?
It's been pretty mild down here, a little bit of rain here and there. I'd say it's nothing that has kept me indoors regardless.
Good to hear. It looks like things have kind of settled. So I'm Canadian Git. I'm here with Veer, and we're both going to be fielding moderation office hours for the next 30 minutes. We can ask us any old thing about moderation, the guidelines, the mentor program. We'll be available for the next 30 minutes to field all those questions. If you'd like to ask us those, please head to the thread we put together in the Office Hours questions forum, where you can find a thread titled Moderation Office Hours with today's date to collect it. We do have a couple of things we're going to pass in your direction today. We want to get some feedback from the community on, but of course this session is still primarily for questions. If you have questions, put those questions in there and we'll make sure we get through them. Other people are saying my mic is green, but they cannot hear it. Hello.
I can hear you, so that's strange.
Some people can't hear me, and some people can. That is unique.
That's very strange.
I am going to disconnect and reconnect. 1 second, folks.
Okay.
One more time. Can I get a check both first from you, Veer?
Yeah, no, you sound great.
And then from the folks that couldn't hear me before, can anyone confirm if I'm coming through loud and clear? It's very difficult for me to provide answers if you can't hear me say words. There will be a recording at the end of all this if there's just technical issues going on. You can always poke that recording. I should be recorded. Or if the little bars bouncing up over in the corner of the screen aren't lying to me, I should be recorded just fine on that.
Yuffie, Peach, I would recommend that you two disconnect and reconnect. Seems like everyone else can hear Git as well as me.
Apologies for the technical errors. Discord can be weird sometime, but I don't know if I can troubleshoot this on the fly if half the people can hear me and half the people can't. That's a novel bug to me. We will try and run that down after. Veer, could you please let the folks know that there is a recording that I am being picked up on?
Yeah, absolutely. So that they can review that. for those who can't hear Git, there is going to be a recording. We are going to have it uploaded afterwards. The recording can hear him. So presumably, by the time that recording is put up, we're going to hear Git on that recording.
Thank you very much, Veer.
Peach, can you clarify? Can you hear Git currently? And how about Yuffie?
Sam asked for us to keep just Sam, and certainly. If you have any preferences for how we could refer to you, I do like to give folks names so they know that I'm responding to them, but if you have any requests in that regard, by all means, lead with them. I will happily follow. I'm only saying the name in an effort to be polite. I will certainly adjust to maintain such. That said, we do have some feedback to bring to you folks. There have been a couple things coming down the line on the writing board for moderation. The first of them would be the Steam content guidelines. A few weeks ago, people noticed that we were starting to take moderation action on Steam content inside of our Steam page for Resonite. And there's been a repetitive request for changes or clarification around the wording concerning intolerance guidelines. We got a couple of drafts that we're going to throw in front of you today just for some feedback on that. Of course, everything I'm presenting today should be viewed as a work in progress. We're bringing them to you because we want you to tell us if they're terrible so that we can make adjustments to make them less terrible. Please be very candid with your feedback. I'm just going to grab the, I guess we'll start with the intolerance guidelines, which has only seen a relatively small change. I'm going to be dropping this, by the by, in the Moderation Office Hours 2024-0407 thread, today's question thread. So if you're looking for where that language is coming in, that's the location. So with bolded changes in the new section in my post there, you can see we're doing relatively minor changes to this. We just want to highlight where the sort of traits that we're looking for when it comes to intolerant content, where they're coming from, what's going to count as the sort of traits we're going for. Just for folks listening purely through ear, the old guideline was hate or discrimination towards users based on age, gender, sexual orientation, spiritual beliefs, disability, or other identifying traits was the line that we had some questions about, specifically whether other identifying traits, how broad that was, what could loop into that. The new language has changed that to say, or other immutable identifying traits of groups, hoping to narrow the language down to make sure that we're not identifying accidentally things like fandoms, which typically we don't include as part of intolerant guidelines. We're looking for things that are characteristics of users in specifics that, again, as the new language identifies, is sort of immutable, innate physical characteristics of a person that can't change over time. Sam suggests or asks, immutable is a word that some people may not be all too familiar with. Have you considered using a slightly simpler synonym? And I did. We bounced back and forth on whether we're going to have language that was very precise or language that might be a little bit broader but less precise. And frankly, our interest right now was to try and get something very, very precise. And if people had questions, they could come bug me about that, but they wouldn't be confused by it. They could Google it if they were uncertain what it meant and be able to identify it, but would never be confused because they weren't certain what we meant. I prefer for a person to be able to Google what a word means and get a concrete answer for it, rather than know what the word means, but have it be broad and not know what I meant by it. I'm still very interested in feedback, but that's the reasoning behind how I ended up where we're at.
Also, Gareth has a question. This is a hypothetical, but I've been curious. If I make a world that explicitly disclaims any users caught breaking the rules in the session will be launched out of a clown cannon for public spectacle, and then someone breaks a rule, can I launch them out of a clown cannon with no recourse or potential counter moderation issues? So this is one of those things where, generally speaking, that's such a broad outcome that could be identified by the person being launched out of the cannon in various many ways. Problems, basically, that you are presenting them that may, in their mind, break the guidelines. We might end up having a warning sent out to you or a message sent out to you in general, depending on how you go about this. Technically, yes, you could do this. However, if the person just is saying, no, don't do this to me or something, just kick them out of your world. Just be safe, yeah, essentially.
A good way to think about this would be, what if your little cannon system launched someone who had a potato PC, and because of the launching moved them pretty fast, it just caused them to crash. You now appear to have decided to crash them as a response to them breaking your session guidelines. That's the sort of thing that could very much end up with a polite message from moderation or something more. You generally want to avoid those sorts of scenarios.
Yeah. there's just too many like scenarios where this could go wrong, horribly, horribly wrong for the person involved, that we might still have a talk with you. Generally speaking, if you really want to moderate your sessions and you do want to do it so safely, use the tools provided by us.
Shundalek asks, questions regarding the planned rules dialogue feature from the side of moderation. It was mentioned by Geens in the discussion thread that moderation is able to change the age rating and public visibility of a session, or will be. Will the users or a host of the session be notified of such action? Will this action be logged in case of a headless session / host AFK? And will breaking rules in the rules dialogue... we're going to answer this one by one. First and foremost, I would like to get some sort of notification through to the host. I'm not certain if that's showing up in the first draft, but that is certainly part of a concern I will raise with Geens and at least put on his list of things that we would like to see fit in there. As always, it's a game under development. Sometimes, like with the blocking system, you might get a first draft of a new system coming down the line that doesn't have everything in it, but could be improved over time. So I'm not 100% certain what's arriving day one, but I can put that on their plate. Alongside having it in the log so it's very apparent what happened. Now, the second question is, will breaking rules in the rules dialogue be looked at differently from the point of view of moderation than a custom rule, I assume, and world-implemented rules, a simple rules board after joining, for example? And no, if I understand the question, i.e. both of those would have been rules put in place by the host you're asking guests to do, and if guests break those rules, it's getting into the realm of harassment against the host. Both of them are something that moderation would be willing to assist you with if you have problems on platform. The rules dialogue would certainly be, once it's in place, our preferred mechanism to give people, for you to broadcast what your rules are when people come into your session, because, I mean, that's the point of it. It's meant to make that very easy, very visible. But both of them, people breaking them would fall into the same category. I think the only distinction I could find there is if you put a world rules board and you like bury it in a shrub, or at least someone shows us it during an appeal or a response to a warning or message we sent out. They give something in a ticket that shows you had a rules board, but it was very difficult to see and they weren't aware of the rules. That might change how we respond to them. Whereas the session dialogue box should be so obvious that it's impossible to miss.
While people are typing their questions, we missed a kind of a silly question. Favorite cereal? I'm going to say, if I'm looking for something sweet, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I eat very boring cereal, but I rotate them consistently. I like
Cheerios, usually.
I like Special K. I even liked Corn Flakes back in the day.
Ooh, the Special K Red Berries, actually. I forgot about that one. That one's one of my favorites.
I'm going to probably say Shreddies. I don't know how widespread Shreddies are.
I don't think I've ever heard of
Shreddies in America.
We have shredded wheat. Oh, here we go. We got a question from Whip. The new intolerance guideline would include identifying traits of groups. What was meant with the of groups? It would exclude some traits like a theoretical disability only one person in the world has, which would otherwise haven't been included in the guideline. At that point, that's still like something coming down to like along the lines of genetic information, etc. But of groups, it's how can I put it? Git, you probably be better to, sued for this one. You're the one who included that new writing.
Yeah, generally speaking, we are looking to find identifiable categories of people rather than specific traits that would highlight a specific individual. In your specific example there, you are talking about disability, which is a broader group of individuals that was covered by other language above. But yes, we're looking to make sure that there's not just a single person being removed for a single something associated with just that single person that we're going to be treating under intolerance. It could still run into issues with harassment if you're targeting an individual user. But when it comes to intolerance guidelines, we're not looking to cover that sort of targeted individual harassment, but rather something that could apply to, again, identifiable groups. It's kind of distinguishing where the guideline's going to be used, perhaps is the easiest way to think about it. Harassment is going to be dealing with those one-on-one encounters a lot of the time. Intolerance is going to be relating to actions targeting broader groups of people.
Also, Sam has a question, since I'll let you, answer that last one. Question regarding rules in private versus public instances. Users can impose their own rules per world for obvious reasons, especially in worlds intended for games to be played and such. In a more social world, would it be okay to impose different rules in a public and private instances of the world? Say, for example, if you have some areas that have doors in private instances, but those doors/rooms don't exist in public ones, could you impose specific rules for when users are within those rooms? To avoid getting too risque, my implication here is involving rooms intended for adult meetups that are locked behind some kind of subscription, such as a Patreon membership. So, how can I put it? As far as rules go, I think we're mostly speaking about sessions necessarily, more so than world rules. You can impose world rules, but we typically do state to you that if you want to enforce those world rules, probably ban people who are breaking those world rules from accessing those worlds. You can do so in the contacts menu. Session rules. You can have different session rules for different sessions, for different areas of the world that you're in. You can change the rules minute by minute, second by second, if you wanted to. I will state it probably will lead to some confusion if you do so. You are free to change those rules as you see fit.
And I think what Veer notes there is perhaps the most salient bit of it at the end. If you make, you're allowed to make rules as complex as you would like and change them as often as you would like. But if people are deeply confused by them and then you come to us, moderation, to enforce the fact that people failed to follow very confusing rules you were changing every other minute, we're probably going to be pretty light in how we respond to it. But yeah, you're certainly allowed to try and draft that degree of complexity. I just encourage you to make sure it's clear to people who are coming in if you want them to follow it. They did ask a follow-up. Would it be okay to provide a sort of guideline that abides by the TOS? That is a basic set that people can change as they see fit. Yes, we already do with the board that we dropped into Neos Essentials, which is some pretty broad, try not to be, the old and golden rule of the internet, try not to be a dick. That sort of rules that have been put on the board, we're likely to pre-populate the session rules dialog box with something broadly similar to that, and then let people build on top of it. Though they are going to be very, very simple rules, sort of not addressing the degree of, corrected, Resonite Essentials. Those are sort of things that we're not likely to see, not likely to be the same as the more complex rules you were discussing there. We did miss a person there. We have a Shundaluk asking, regarding the mentor program, are there any plans to make it more apparent to new users in some way? A mention of the mentors in the tutorial, for example, and any easier way for users to locate a mentor if they wish to do so?
There are definitely a few ways that we're planning on making the mentor program a little bit more visible to new users. We're still tossing around the idea for actually just making a mentor role in the main Resonite Discord. That would certainly escalate visibility. As far as adding them to the tutorial, I believe that isn't there a mentor icon button on the, I believe it's in the tutorial world dashboard thing once you walk through the front door.
If that wasn't apparent, though, the idea of making it more salient is certainly something we can pass on to the content team at the next meeting. Zagrosect asks, world rules need to be in audio, not just text. Question, could moderation reinforce using the /mutual block in such tools before writing tickets? For example, someone did something you think is bad, unwanted, etc. Use the block tools before escalating, unless the person uses external tools to keep harassing you/them. And yes and no. Moderation is always going to respond by trying to highlight to the tools that are available to users, but a firm stance of moderation is you can come have a conversation with us whenever you feel uncomfortable. While that doesn't get at the same goal of getting people to make use of the on-session tools as much as we'd like, because we always want to encourage people to use them, we never want people to feel they have to go through a multi-step process, jump through several hoops before they're allowed to come to us. We're always willing to open that conversation, even if the result of that conversation is just sending out a couple of reminders and encouraging the user to make use of those tools. We're very happy to talk with people, and because of that, no, we're probably not going to emphasize any sort of step-by-step process.
Also, just to add in, the world rules need to be in audio, not just text. It sounds like a great idea. I would definitely recommend making a GitHub on that topic. Let's see here. Sam has another question, a bit more of a meta question. Would there be any kind of plans to make the implementation of importing certain assets from Neos or other games easier for the end user? Like, to some extent, importing avatars from VRC, for example, since doing so would be a fair bit more difficult, especially for someone who's quite new to Resonite and doesn't understand Protoflux or how to join other sessions. So I'm going to make it just a little bit clear here. We are not technical members of the staff. We don't work with any of the development code. So that kind of question might be a little bit out of our reach to answer for you. In this particular case, that sounds cool. Maybe we'd talk with the team about it here and there. I know that this conversation's possibly come up a couple times here and there too, but I'd recommend bringing that question probably to Probable Prime's office hours.
And of course, as is always a possibility, bring it over to the GitHub. We currently do have a migration feature. If you're ever looking for new features to add to both that or anything else, GitHub. GitHub is the best place you can go to try and see if there's another issue that's already talking about that sort of thing, where you can add your input if you want to add on to it in ways the GitHub issue hasn't quite covered, or just upvote if it's something that you think is good and should be worked on at a higher priority. We can see, of course, track how people are engaging with those issues and help to a degree prioritize what gets worked on next by virtue of that. All right, I am going to drop the text for the Steam guidelines as questions concerning the tolerance guidelines appear to have slowed down. Sam clarifies that they weren't aware exactly what the qualifications are, just in case anyone else isn't certain. Me and Veer were part of the moderation team, and we work in the business team more broadly. But when it comes to things you can ask us, we know the best. It tends to be moderation, the mentor program, the guidelines more broadly, things coming down the line relating to that feature set. At least that's what we're going to be talking about most often here. We do try and answer every question you can ask, and we're going to give you the best answer we can. But just like what happened, we will occasionally point you in the direction of a better resource. So I always encourage you, ask that question, ask whatever's on your mind. At the worst, you're just going to get us shrugging, saying sorry, and hopefully pointing you where you can get a really good answer. So I am dropping another blob of text inside of the moderation office hours thread for today. This is relating to content posted to the Steam Hub. Screenshots, for instance, one uploads in that area. There is both a section here. This is going to be put in a pinned comment on the discussion page inside of the Steam Community Hub, so we can get some publicity there. And of course, It'll be as a separate section on side of our broader guidelines page that you'll be able to find on the Resonite website. This is just as with the previous block of text, an early first draft. I want to see people's impressions. Please be very critical. You're never going to offend us. The language here you can see is essentially just reinforcing guidelines that are already very clear inside of the our broader guideline document, and then including one additional caveat for a slightly higher standard of content that we might take down, borrowing some language that you've seen fairly common in other spaces online. There's a reason why we follow this up with two additional sentences below, highlighting that this is not going to be a problem for one's broader Resonite account if you happen to get some screenshot flagged on Steam. Steam is a very public-facing part of Resonite. It's essentially, in some ways, our advertising board to the rest of Steam and the world more broadly. And so we are adopting what is a standard there that might be higher than we would be comfortable adopting inside of Resonite. And accordingly, we're going to make sure that any actions taken on Steam aren't reflected inside of Resonite for your accounts there. I know I'm essentially just saying the words inside of that block of text worse off the top of my head as I say these things, but I'd encourage you to take a read through the Steam content guidelines.
Also, Zagrazekt had a question, though Whip did a good job pretty much answering a significant part of it. Is there a way to not have camera snaps auto-upload to Steam? I'm not entirely sure. However, even though they do go to Steam, you would have to upload them from Steam to a Steam community page for them to be visible to anyone else but you, as far as I'm aware.
Sam asks, a bit of more of a silly one, so no need to actually answer. What are Git and Veer's favorite foods, and why do they like them if they can put it into words? Veer, would you like to start?
I mean, my favorite types of food typically like shifts around quite a bit depending on my mood. Lately, I've been enjoying Mediterranean style foods just because how they make me feel. Yeah, they actually give me a lot of energy, and I can go on my walks and they feel better when I do so.
I'm going to say I fall into two broad categories. I enjoy breakfast food every moment of the day. I would probably just die eating scrambled eggs and sausages if I was allowed, but like the heart would explode. It's just too much. Outside of that, Tex-Mex, which shows up around here a bunch, fajitas are very, very tasty. I very much enjoy them.
Actually, okay, so Sam's saying specifically my top favorite like of all time. I echo that sentiment. If I could just eat breakfast food all day, and I don't mean the sweet kind. I mean like, give me like your best breakfast burrito. That probably is my absolute top favorite food, filled with the most eggs, sausage, bacon, cheese, various sauces, etc. Yeah, I've just made myself hungry. Thank you.
It happens to the best of us. We do have some feedback coming in on the guidelines, though, I'd like to direct attention to. Sam says, I think this might be a solely American thing, so I do apologize if it is a bit misguided, but if something is meant to be artistic and doesn't display anything erected in any way, could that be considered okay in the grand scheme of things? And if it's purely meant to be artistic and doesn't appear like it's going to run across that sexual gratification additional guideline, I would say feel free to still make the post. There's simply the possibility that we might come to a different conclusion than you and flag it and pull it down. If that happens, it just disappears from the community hub. If you see posts disappearing in that way, I would probably encourage you not to continue to make those posts. Eventually it would be a problem, but in the short term, it shouldn't have any sort of reflection upon your Resonite account or Steam account more broadly. Of course, I understand an element of this is more subjective, and that's part of why we made sure, and we're making sure, in the language we write for ourselves, the rules we're setting for ourselves, that this sort of action doesn't fall back on your Resonite account in any capacity, unless you're doing something really egregious that breaks the Resonite usage guidelines. If you put hateful content up there, then we'll have problems and we will take more serious action. But if it falls into this broad area, no, we're not going to be going after your account in any capacity.
Yeah, though there is a follow-up about what Whip had said. If there is any genitalia in any of the pictures uploaded to Steam community, Those are against Steam community guidelines. So no, we'd have to take them down.
And ours broadly. We do have adult content as one of the things that we are going to remove from the Steam platform, and that could have an impact on your account. If you bring adult content, even including through screenshots, to Steam page, just like bringing it out in the public world inside of Resonite, you could run into, well, you will run into issues from us. We'll take that down, and that could reflect on your account.
I know people are also possibly talking about things like the Statue of David and whatnot. It's like, God, that's one of those things that's like, it feels kind of silly to have to moderate. But
we're not getting in a slap fight with Steam over that, though. So
no. We do have a question from Quant. Well, actually, I'm skipping ahead a little bit. Where to learn more about the mentor program and its current status? So currently, we are going through our roster right now of basically backed up trainees. And once that is completed and we're done training the backed up trainees and trainers that are wishing to become trainers, we're going to be reopening applications to join the mentor program. I have a feeling that's actually very, very soon, if not already completed. So just keep an eye out. We'll probably be announcing it during one of the office hours. Quantum asks a technical question. Quantum, I'm going to go ahead and redirect you to Probable Prime and having like joining one of his office hours, where he goes over various technical questions regarding the platform. This one's a little bit out of our scope.
Still, again, always do appreciate those questions. Always feel free to ask them. We will just push you onwards if there's a better source for an answer. Zagrosek says, we need a clarification on what public is considered. There's lots of different ways to lock down worlds. And yes, exactly. What we try to do is highlight as clearly as humanly possible what is necessary for adult content to exist. So rather than clearly defining public, we clearly define what adult content needs to exist in, and everything else is considered public, to make sure that criteria is 100% clear. And that's the stuff we've listed directly in the guidelines. The world needs to not be publicly visible, i.e. hidden or private. Everyone present needs to be 18 years of age or older, and everyone present needs to have consented to see the content. If your session does not meet those three criteria, it is not good for adult content, and it is what I'm going to treat as a public session.
Also, Zagrosect made a statement, maybe an under 18 and over 18 icon since we allow 16 in. So no, we're not going to put a target over the heads of people under the age of 18 for predators to utilize. That's been a common thing that has come up a couple times here and there. But that's the reason why we will not do that, because we'd literally be putting targets on people's heads for that. And we'd be putting people in danger for that. That's not a thing that we wish to do.
As with a lot of things inside of moderation, there is a bit of push and pull. Like, we do understand how useful it could be to some folks, and certainly well-meaning members of the community would only find it useful. It's just we do have to be conscious of the impact.
The game I like to play is, what's the worst that can happen whenever we bring up feature ideas, especially in regards to moderation? Sometimes it takes us down dark paths, but it usually helps us come to very helpful conclusions that, hey, some features might not be very good and, not be a great idea to implement.
To put a little bit more light on it, for the what counts as public, what doesn't count as public, Svekin has put the adult content session matrix from the wiki on there. I go back and forth on whether showing someone this just makes them more confused or more enlightened than giving those three criteria, but it is valuable or can be valuable. Feel free to dig through there if you'd like to have a reference for whether your session is likely to work or not. I do worry, though. They go to that page, and they might have a session they want to use, and some of them just have, like, maybe and an asterisk next to it. There's further clarification down below. The page is well-written. People put work into this, but I do worry they will be confused at times with a quick glance, perhaps, and not very thorough read of the page.
Indeed. Also, we are 4 minutes past now. Our ending of the typical office hours timeline here. So I see Quantum's typing. We're going to go ahead and let Quantum finish typing. If it's a question, we'll answer it. If it's not, then we'll go ahead and conclude today's office hours. Quantum says, right, though, hard permissions, whatever they may do with the history in VeraChat, just Protoflux, whatever else tools there is, crashing will still be very common. We do believe that the hard permission systems would probably do a pretty decent job in locking down either crashing or other various things. But, you know, just as I've echoed previously, that's definitely a great thing to bring up with Probable Prime. I'm sure he'd have a very in-depth explanation on how that system would and would not work.
To an extent, there is, as we always highlight in Resonite, an understanding that we're going to let people be able to do things that, if used inappropriately, could break the guidelines, could be a problem. Zagrosek says freedom to create costs. And yeah, at the most basic level, we want you to be able to make a gun that deletes someone else inside of the session. So you can make a game where you run around having little FPS inside of Resonite. That's a cool game idea. You're welcome to make those. But you could take that tool outside of that game setting and harass a session. This scales right up to crashing or any number of other things where we're going to try and give you the tools, and then we're going to try and provide you with additional abilities to curate your experience on Resonite to make sure that that's not misused. If you see people deleting people with a random gun in a session unrelated to a game, you can both have tools yourself to deal with that when it comes to blocking, kicking, banning people in session tools. You have moderation here to reach out if those things are insufficient.
Indeed. All right, folks. I'm going to go ahead and conclude today's office hour since we're 6 minutes over. And we'll be here same time, same place next Sunday. I'm assuming there's no holidays next Sunday. I keep saying that when there's a holiday. But I think we're good.
I do believe so. I will be here next Sunday.
Yep. All right, folks. Catch you guys later and have a wonderful week.
Have a good one till next time.
Bye-bye.